another major issue that has raised real question marks over the federal government. It announced earlier this month, the government, that it would apologise to Australians, its words, who were robbed of their innocence in state and church institutions. Now, of course, it's a long time since Prime Minister Rudd delivered the Sorry Day speech, the apology to so-called stolen generations of Aborigines, and a dedication to make the well-being of Aborigines better. Well, nothing much has happened since, and that's nearly 18 months ago. But if the federal government's dedicated to apologising to those robbed of their innocence, what's happening, if anything, in relation to the Heiner affair in Queensland? The Heiner affair takes its name from an inquiry which was being conducted by a former magistrate who's now dead, Noel Heiner. But it involves sexual attacks, including pack rape, at Queensland's John Oxley Juvenile Detention Centre. Wayne Goss was the Premier of Queensland. But the Wayne Goss cabinet and the public servants assisted in destroying documents in relation to these sexual attacks when it was known those documents would be wanted as evidence. Kevin Rudd was the Chief of Staff to Premier Goss. Now, as Piers Ackerman courageously has often written, the Goss cabinet was aware of the criminal nature of what the government was doing. Sections 129 and 132 of the Queensland Criminal Code deal with the offences of the destruction of evidence and the conspiracy to defeat justice. Now, the so-called Heiner affair is the subject of a 9-volume, 3,000-page report by David Rofe QC, which alleges there are 68 prima facie criminal charges capable of being brought against officials caught up in the scandal, including the now Australian Prime Minister. And a raft of the nation's most highly respected retired Superior Court judges, including several Chief Justices, and as I've said previously, support from none other than the former Chief Justice of Australia, the late Sir Harry Gibbs, issued a statement way back in August 2007, urging the then Premier of Queensland, Peter Beattie, to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the matter. And they claimed that it struck at the very heart of the rule of law in Australia. Well, that question of the rule of law was recently addressed by the former New South Wales Supreme Court Judge Barry O'Keefe, who was an ICAC commissioner from 1994 to 1999. He told a public sector conference last month, about the same time as Tony Fitzgerald was warning that Queensland was at risk of sliding back into the corruption practices of the past. Barry O'Keefe told the conference, quote, "Here in Queensland, there is, of course, the involvement of what was formerly the Criminal Justice Commission, now the Crime and Misconduct Commission, in the Heiner affair, in which, by direction of Cabinet, documents relevant to an inquiry and to possible criminal and other proceedings were destroyed." Well, where, therefore, in all of this is the rule of law? Because you people keep writing to me and saying, how can this go on? Barry O'Keefe is on the line. Barry O'Keefe, good morning, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Alan.
To what extent can governments, it seems, ignore the views of people as eminent as the former Chief Justice of the High Court of Australia, the late Sir Harry Gibbs, that what happened in Queensland in relation to the Heiner affair and the destruction of documents known to be wanted as evidence? Sir Harry Gibbs described those activities as involving a prima facie criminal offence. Now, do you just make those comments and then everyone can ignore them?
Well, one of the problems is to find a forum in which to cause governments to do something. There doesn't appear to be such a forum except the forum of public opinion. And the forum of public opinion includes people like yourself, people like Piers Ackerman, who keep bringing this matter rightly before the public for consideration. We live in a democracy, and at the heart of the democracy is the rule of law. That is, you and I and everybody, however high the office that they occupy may be, are subject to the same law as the others.
You argued in your speech, and it's nice to hear these reasoned comments, you argued in your speech at the public sector conference, because David Rove QC has raised serious questions about the destruction of the documents, you raised in your speech to that public sector conference that this matter doesn't appear to have been taken up by the anti-corruption body in Queensland to which it has been referred, that is the Crime and Misconduct Commission. So is this a further extension of the instruments of government ignoring the necessities of their power?
There's a problem in Queensland. in Queensland as opposed to the situation in New South Wales or in Western Australia, where the commissions here can make their own decisions as to what they investigate and what they report on. In Queensland, it's necessary that these things go to a parliamentary committee. Now, under the legislation, it's supposed to be bipartisan, but there's a serious argument that the latest decision by the Crime and Misconduct Commission in Queensland was not, in fact, bipartisan.
That's the recent decision to ignore the appointment of an independent special prosecutor.
Yes, it is. And that really was itself a serious matter. Now, the Crime and Misconduct Commission in Queensland, like the ICAC in New South Wales, has been underfunded. And I suppose they've got to make a decision what they look at and what they don't look at. But when you have the rule of law impinging upon people like a Premier and members of Cabinet, then it seems to me, as a former commissioner, very strange that you shouldn't look at this.
Yeah, I mean, these things were all sent to the then Queensland Governor, Quentin Bryce. They've been sent to Anna Bligh. Kevin Rudd was in the office. Quentin Bryce is now the Governor-General. There's a lot of high-ranking people involved here, and we're talking about a matter involving the gang rape of a ward of the state, which hasn't been investigated, even though two of the boys who assaulted the girl admitted to rape the day after the attack.
Well, look, it's not something that's going to go away. The principle is too important. That is the rule of law. And that's why I and Jack Lee and David Malcolm, the former Chief Justice of Western Australia, and Roddy Maher and Harry Gibbs were involved in this. We are not concerned about personalities.
No.
We're concerned about that fundamental principle of the rule of law. And if it breaks down, then democracy is at risk.
You did say, though, very significantly, a man of words and not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds.
That's true. One finds this in life, one finds it in judicial office, that it's not what people say that matters nearly as much as what they do. That, in the end, is what you and I and all of us are judged by.
Good to talk to you, Barry, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alan. Bye
Barry O'Keefe, QC.